On this Wednesday, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast with Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, it's been cold, it's been wet, it's been gray. I'm ready at least for some warmer weather. I guess that's coming up soon, right? I hope.
It is. It is. Actually, I think by the time we get to the end of this weekend, it's going to be really nice in the plains. Now, the Midwest will probably have to wait until Monday or Tuesday, but we're going to get there. We have a lot of rain and thunderstorms that we're going to have to deal with between now and then. Typical when we start warming up after being so unusually cool that we start condensing a lot of moisture out of the atmosphere. And the Gulf of Mexico is going to be opening up, so we will see an influx of moisture into the region. So showers and thunderstorms will begin down in Texas here today, and we'll see them spread northward and eastward across the heart of the Midwest as we go forward from Thursday through Sunday. So we'll have to deal with that first. But right after that, we'll start to heat up, and we'll see temperatures getting into the 70s and 80s. In fact, I think we're going to see 80-degree temperatures all the way up into Canada by the time we get to Monday or Tuesday. And it'll take a little while for the heat to get into the eastern part of the Midwest. But I think Tuesday and Wednesday of next week will certainly get us there. And it will not rain during the warmer days. So we should get probably 4 days, if not 5 days in a row, of mostly dry and warm conditions. So this is our big opportunity to get back into the field. Hopefully it doesn't rain so much in the next few days that we have to sit on the sidelines for very long. But I think we ought to be able to get 2 or 3 days of good hard work in before the next round of rain comes later next week.
What are the places you're worried about, either in Canada or the United States?
Well, you know, right now there's some pockets of interest out there. I don't know that it's worth getting overly concerned about, but in hard red winter wheat country, we're still too dry in areas from West Texas all the way up into western Nebraska, mostly western Kansas and eastern Colorado. And that High Plains region is still not likely to see a lot of rain over this next several-day period. However, we mentioned the high-pressure ridge. Well, when that high-pressure ridge shifts into the Midwest, it will open the Gulf of Mexico, and moisture will come flowing to the northwest across Texas and will help to stimulate rain and thunderstorm activity in Kansas and point southward through western Texas, as well as all of the plains eventually. And so there will be some relief coming up. The big question, of course, is whether or not that's going to come too late. Already the Texas and Oklahoma crop is pretty far advanced, and it's not likely to benefit greatly, at least from a yield perspective on wheat. But we might see some grain quality improvements. Up in the northern plains and Canada's prairies, all this cold weather has really delayed some crop development and a little bit of farming activity, especially in Canada. The ground is still trying to warm up enough to support some crops. They are planting, but the crop development is pretty slow. And this warm-up coming up over the next week is going to bring much improvement up there, but it's also going to bring rain. And there's a good chance that the farmers in the northern plains as well as Canada's prairies will be set back a little bit because it's going to rain over a multiple-day period as the warm air comes into their cold air. So kind of a negative situation up there. I don't think either one of these situations is so grim that we're going to be looking at a big market reaction, but it'll be of interest. And then lastly, in the U.S., the southeastern states, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, the Carolinas, they are already well into a dry period, and they're going to go at least 2 weeks without any rain. So eventually the crop moisture stress in those states will become very significant, and we'll watch how that impacts the crops there.
Second crop corn in South America was in a bit of trouble at one point earlier in the calendar year, that because of dry conditions. Has that been alleviated, and what do conditions look like today?
Yeah, it has been partially relieved. The western portions of that Safrina corn country has seen showers and thunderstorms here recently and has improved the topsoil moisture. Areas to the east, though, not quite so good and still somewhat tenuous on their yield potential. I did read that CONAB, that's the one of the official estimating agencies in Brazil, has recently lowered the yield on the Safrina corn, but they increased the overall production because of the area planted had been increased. With that in mind, these eastern crop areas in Goyas and Salt Hollow and eastern parts of Mato Grosso do Sul and eastern Mato Grosso, they are probably going to continue struggling for moisture during their reproductive season, which is still about halfway through. And so they may lose a little more yield, but I think you're correct in your implication here that maybe conditions aren't quite as bad as they were feared to be. And we do have these showers coming up that will help to hold the crop together a little while longer. And I think this will lead us into only a small amount of loss, perhaps.
Is that not as bad as we thought maybe it might be, Moniker? The same for parts of Ukraine, Russia, and France as it relates to hard red winter wheat?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those areas were quite dry last fall when the planting took place. They came into spring, they had some moisture, and then they lost it, and they got very dry again. And then we had some rain here over the past week to week and a half or two, and that has moistened the ground just enough to revitalize some of these crops. So they, too, are probably looking at some lower yields, but it's not nearly the potential disaster that everyone was concerned about a week or two ago.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.